At the mercy of the huge waves, he set out towards that evening and told his deckhands to stay under, send him under below. And he himself tied himself into the steering gear at that time, which was not the wheel. It was just simply a wooden rod that you have to hold it in one place. At least he had formed some kind of a mechanical ropes that he will sort of use to hold the rudder in place with the very little movement that it will not just swing. And besides that, he had created a belt for his body to hold him down. And then he sent the others down, and it was getting late, getting dark. Then he sailed on by himself. He knew that it would take maybe 2 to 3 hours to go around the Cape, and it was dark with storm and everything. He went. So they sent the deckhands. And they can hear on the top, the water was just simply washed away over the deck. Many times they wondered if the person's still alive or maybe washed over the deck. But they can feel the little schooner, that it was still heading, was maintaining its course, and they can feel the control of the person that was steering, that the boat was not just pop on a wave, but it was simply steered direct with control. And this was the most admiration they have for him, because he was able to steer the ship, and such a small man. And actually not quite trusting the compass, only his things and courage. And this was the most highly praised man that ever worked for the Hudson Bay amongst the First Nation. Many sailors in that time have always stated after he resigned, that they say whenever the storm is approaching, they would say, now if we would only have his name. He says, now if we could only have him. That's their wish. He could be as powerful and courageous as he was. So they consider him as one of the powerful men. And it has been said also that he was shaman. He was a powerful shaman also. So they say that, you know, he accomplished those things by being a shaman only. Not because he is strong and powerful, but he is. So one time, at that time, when those deckhands were told to stay below, they listened, they could not rest, they couldn't sleep, to just listen all the time, and to feel the ship if it will be lost control, because if it's lost control, they will be just roll over with the waves. But the man, the captain, maintained to sail not with the waves, but in angles, so that the ship is not going to dip over the waves, but to ride in angle all the time. It was either on to the right ankle, to the left ankle, because he zigzag, not straight to the wind, not straight into the wind. Because if he does that, he would be plunged into the high waves and causes him to either slip sideways or to the water. So that was the skill he had. And it says, at that one time that he took over the rudder steering wheel, that time he sailed all around. He sailed around the Cape Periadamere during the night and maintained the course through the night with the very strong wind. And it was late. It was it was not yet morning that he went into the Musuni River.